the conclusion, but yet in many ways only the beginning of the work and the blessings, the rewards, and the magnitude of the work that lies before for Brother Murray and others who are here as well, laboring, and each of us that has given our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ is that laborer within the body of Christ. So I definitely want us to be thinking about this as a preordination message, but nonetheless putting ourselves all in this place of running the race with patience that is set before us. And so, yes, to Brother Murray, life will be added with more responsibilities. And I know the feelings that already the race seems intense. But the desire of this message, again, is to encourage you and others who are here in the race with you, because those are people of so much importance, too. In a group as this, there are, I think, to think about the running the race and to make this a bit more practical, there are runners of different stages of the race. And to simplify this thought, I simply put us into three groups, and that is the first one, those beginning the race. There are the younger who have begun this race. There are those in the middle of the race. And then there are those who are nearing the end of the race. Something we all have in common in all of those groups, regardless where we may place ourselves, is that we are long-distance runners. We're not in this race for a quick sprint, which is to run at top speed for a short distance and pay for the results of that. Whatever group we are, whichever group we are, again, I pray the Lord will bless the race, that part that you are in, that part that you are laboring in. And I'd like to have us turn now to Hebrews chapter 12, where this verse and text is found. Hebrews 12, familiar verses 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. I'd like us to see three ways that this race is to be run, this race that is set before us. How to run this race? It almost sounds like a paradox, to run a race in patience. But I believe the biblical guidelines that go with us help us to know that this can be done and simply are brought out in these verses, and I'll refer back to them. Three ways to run the race that is set before us. Number one, we remember the cloud of witnesses. We're not alone in this race. That great cloud of witnesses is of very much importance to us. They are heroes of faith. Some of them are mentioned in the chapter just before this in Hebrews 11. Heroes of faith who have ended the race. You have studied about our Anabaptist forefathers and their race and the diligence that was needed as they were in this great race that was set before them. We have read about people like John Kaufman, who had a vision when the church was at a low ebb in its life and sounded forth the trumpet and the message. Revival indeed was there. Great cloud of witnesses, people that have gone before. But you have also known men personally of great example. Some have lived to an old age, faithful. We look to them, we respect them, and it is what helps us, what cheers us on, if you please, in the race, as we think about those people and some of the things that come back to us concerning them. Others have ended the race at an earlier age due to accidents or illnesses. And I think this soon to a person that all comes to our minds, if I wouldn't mention him, is Brother Steve Schrock, a recent runner, if you please, in the race. And in respect and tribute, we bring him now part of that great cloud of witnesses that has gone before. And you know those people in your life that have meant much to you. To me, one of them was my father, a man of prayer. Missed him very much after his death, but somehow there still seemed to be a connection there in the prayer that was given. He was not able to tell me that any longer, but it was felt. It continued to be encouragement. That great cloud of witnesses, knowing we're not alone in this race. There are others who have encouraged you. And as they encouraged you, they said, I'm praying for you. And maybe they became ill or weaker in their later life, but they would continue to tell you, maybe in a weaker voice, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And finally, there was silence, and their words ended to you. But you can still hear them, can you not? Saying, I'm praying for you. That great cloud of witnesses. We're not alone. Around us tonight, interest shown here. Great brothers and sisters of the faith who care right by our side. Some not able to be here, but caring and praying. We're not alone. There are faithful fellow ministers. There are faithful wives and families who are also helping us along in this race. All helping to give the courage to move ahead. That great cloud of witnesses is there to help us to win the race. Secondly, another way to win the race that is set before us is to lay aside the entanglements of this life. That entanglement can come in different ways. And we know about those things, do we not? How they work and what can happen if they are left there as an entanglement. That entanglement may be discouragement, not such a foreign subject to the work of the ministry. And the voice or something within us may tell us, just give up. You're a failure. But no, You can't do that if you're going to win the race. To run the race, it's just very basic, but understanding that if you're going to run the race, you need to keep your feet moving. One foot in front of the other, or the race is not happening. Moving forward. And I have learned these things also, relating to you in this way, of thinking about entanglements and discouragements. And there was a time that I was, I think, brought out of discouragement by realizing where that would take me if I dwelt there and stayed there. And part of the help with that is simply that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we lose that joy of the Lord and lose that strength, we're not going to win the race. We're going to be off on the sidelines. And so it came to me, I think, by the Spirit of God, that joy needs to be an element of the Christian life and experience, regardless of where we are. Or else we feel the entanglements of discouragement and so on. And yes, there can be sin. This, the verse here in Hebrews chapter 12 talks about, it says, a laying aside every weight, and that can be an entanglement, but then it mentions the sin which doth so easily beset us. And discouragement definitely can lead to sin, but there can be other sins that happen. We are men, and failures may be, and sin can happen. And that definitely would be a true entanglement for one who is running the race. But praise God, one can be freed from that as well. From their sin and that entanglement. It can be laid aside, and we can move forward with patience, the race that is set before us. So it's good to be aware of those entanglements, but nonetheless be realizing that, again, there is victory in the race through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just earlier last week, I certainly could not have been in a literal race. My knee had gone to great pains to make sure of that. And the doctor took a quick look at my knee and said, well, we should tap the fluid out of that knee. That's the main problem. I've had these problems before, but it's kind of a little bit painful for a bit, but certainly worth it in the end. And it was almost immediate relief, not healing. It's kind of a temporary thing. Other things need to be done. But nonetheless, there was just a different, still wasn't quite ready to run a race, but there was definitely a lot of relief and would have felt much more like that would be possible. And so sometimes in life, we have a pain. And that's a distraction to us. And we say, I can't run this race. And within ourselves, we tell ourselves, and I have a legitimate reason I can't. Because I've got something that's keeping me from being the runner that I need to be. My encouragement, just as it was for me in this physical condition, is that in the spiritual condition, we would allow the great physician to take out the unwanted or the hold up in our race and then be able to get back and join the runners once again and race as we ought to. Another way to run the race is alluded to, so very important, and that is look unto Jesus. looking unto Jesus, who Philippians 1, verse 6 refers to. Of course, here it refers to him as the author and the finisher of our faith. That talks about the beginning and the end. But Philippians 1, 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Confidence, strength, promises from the Word, looking unto Jesus. Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, looking unto Jesus, who endured the pain and the shame of the cross, so he could complete the plan with joy. Look unto him, consider him, think upon him, for the race to be successful. He endured, even though rejected by many men. Thus, if our mind is weary and about to faint, look unto Jesus. Run with patience the race that is set before us. We talked earlier about three groups in the race. And Brother Murray, tonight, as we have a picture of this race that is before us, I believe that you are in the middle group. And this is where the burden of this race is being felt the most keenly. You're not on a circular track where everything is smooth and even. But endurance is needed in this race. Endurance is needed because the road does at times become rugged and the hills look kind of steep. And as we think about a runner, not on a, as I said, not on a circular, smooth track, but maybe running a longer distance through the rougher terrain, and as it alludes to the message of this evening, and as we think about one being in the middle of the race, some of you also are in that place, in the middle of the race. And the send-off cheers are no longer heard as they might have been in the beginning. And neither are the glories of the finish line in view. Understand me to say with that, it's not that you don't realize they lie ahead. It's what helps you. But there, you know, under normal conditions, there's years to go. And so that finish line is not as close and not in view. And so, yes, in the middle of a long distance race is the picture we get. But there is so very much important work in this race and this in-between time for you. Important work. And it's all part of running with patience the race that is set before us. You know, the starting line is behind you, and the finish line is ahead. And so you move forward You will keep running to finish the race. Continue. As the encouragement was given, I encourage you, Brother Mary, as the encouragement was given from Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Finish the course. Keep the faith. For there is laid up for you a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous, shall give you at that day. Run with patience so you can finish with confidence. And this in closing, just where you stand in the conflict, there is your place. Just where you think you are useless, hide not your face. God placed you there for a purpose, whatever it may be. Think, He has chosen you for it. Work loyally. Gird on your armor, be faithful at toil or rest. Whatever it be, never doubting, God's way is best. Run with patience the race that is set before you. And as I said this morning, just to concluding, this morning we were on the subject of brotherhood, and the concluding writing that we looked at this morning, I think is good for all of us as we think about being in this race together, where we were looking at the part of a brotherhood working together, and now in conclusion, we are a brotherhood. We strive together, working, watching, waiting, working till the workday is over, watching the blessed hope of our Lord's return, waiting for our perfect home in heaven. We are a brotherhood together forever. May God bless you.